The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 23rd day of September 2019, and from the, I almost said desert southeast, Florida, Steve Elkins. Hey, Steve.
Hey there, Jenny.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yep. Cool.
Doing good.
So what has happened since we last spoke here?
Well, let's see. We got a GM strike. Donald Trump went on air today and a little press conference, trying to avoid this whole Ukraine thing, I noticed. But he mentioned how the economy is robust and doing really well and the lowest unemployment numbers ever. And we are also hearing recession, which I say no, it's probably more like a depression, but still giving us the thumbs up on the economy. And I think we're going to be in some serious trouble here after a while.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I have been trained, just like everybody else, when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, however high that is, that police would never lie to you. The government is honest, and there's Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. And all of these things are real because that's our perception of reality. We make all this stuff real. And, you know, the funny thing about this is that we're looking at the universe through our eyes. I wonder how the universe sees us. Like I said before, Steve, how can you evaluate, how can you do anything in making a study of human beings and their actions and their character and their, you know, just what they do? What I've discovered is we get an idea in our head, why not? Well, let's go for it. And I'm not saying that's bad. Innovation, you know, things of that nature. This country has always been an innovative country. Somebody has an idea, they say, okay, well, let's see if my idea has merit. Let's see if I can do something with it. And it could be life-saving. It could be labor-saving. It could be just a product that a company starts and hires people and provides food and shelter and clothing for people. You get the idea. Rudimentary, simple stuff, but we have created layer upon layer of convoluted, chaotic, mind-bending crap. And I think this is wearing people out. Life is pretty simple when you look at it from this standpoint. What do you need? You need food, you need water, you need air.
Yep.
Okay, and the other stuff, you need shelter and clothes and protection against the element. But those things, but we have three basic needs to sustain human life. Everything outside of that is our convention, and our convention's broke, man. It's busted. Mm-hmm. So, is that an answer to your question?
I don't know. It is. we make it rocket science, but and you're right. You know, I think majority of Americans, if you ask them, do you believe the government tells you the truth? They'd say, well, of course they don't. But do you ever hear anybody complain to say, well, why don't they? Why aren't they telling us the truth? Why do they lie to us? It's like an expected now. Americans are just saying, well, yeah, they lie to us all the time. Rarely tell us the truth, and they're accepting of that. I don't know why they're accepting it. I'm not. I bellyache about it, and I gripe about it, and I go on rants. But I'm one of the few, I guess, other than people on this network, the hosts on this network. I believe in honesty. We talk about transparency. How many times have we heard transparency in government? I think Obama mentioned it. Trump has mentioned it.
Yeah,
and then we see the double talk.
I could see double talk. I could see right through their transparency.
Yeah. Oh, man. Transparency.
Yes, transparency in government. Unless it falls under the category of, some official sounding, we don't know exactly what it means, like national security. Yeah. They have thrown secrecy blankets over the most inane stuff. But yep. there's a lot in that tent, under that tent marked, you know, national security.
Yep.
And Steve, as you look at the world now, and you're old enough to know what we've been into, and, you know, we had cultures a little bit quieter and economy was a little bit more steady. Are you feeling more secure now or more insecure?
More insecure.
Yeah.
More insecure, no doubt about it. Yeah. That's what really bothers me about a Donald Trump here. You know, he complained. He made a big issue of when they found out that the Trump Towers were actually bugged and listening in on his conversations. You know, Obama was part of that whole bugging of the Trump Towers. But then he turns around and signs the, you know, more surveillance on the American people. So it's, you know, the old double standard. Don't spy on me and you can't listen to my phone calls, but we're entitled to listen to what you're doing. And I have a problem with that.
Well, and they're not being upfront because every time we turn around, we find stories that there are communications companies that, in fact, have a requested backdoor from the government. Now, on an issue such as this, if you owned an internet company or you had a platform and the federal government requested, and that's kind of a joke, because the true intent is not a request, it's like a mandated order. What do you think it would happen to you or your business or your company if you just said, well, after careful consideration, nah, I don't think so?
I can tell you what's going to happen. The same thing that happened that Obama did. He weaponized the IRS and people got audited and made their lives miserable. Actually, I had a call over the weekend about that. Somebody asked me, why are the churches so silent on what's going on and, stopping these wars, these needless wars we have, and, you know, what's going to happen probably in Iran here shortly. And I said, because I think there's still a sting, a backlash from what happened when Obama actually, you know, used the IRS to go after these political groups and these churches who disagree with their policy. I think people still said, well, I'm still afraid, even though Donald Trump has said 501c3, now we'll allow you to talk about and discuss policy, politics, all you want. Candidates, that's fine. No problems. No holds barred here. But I think there's still a backlash, a sting from what Obama has done. And so the churches are silent. People are silent. What's going on? They shouldn't be, but they are.
Well, and that's one question I always had. And years ago, I'd ask a pastor of a picturesque, I mean, straight out of the pages of Life magazine, and this guy had a great church, and only 25, 30, 35 people might show up on any given Sunday for service, and then they'd have their little communing time, and they'd make some stuff to eat, and And I asked him, I said, is this it for your parishioners here? And he says, yeah. And I said, I'm in that building over there across the street, and this is what I do. I said, where was it that the preachers, the pastors of churches that proclaim to be the flock's protector, they're the shepherds, and we're all just a bunch of bleeding sheep, and we need you out there herding us around in the right directions, doing the right things. I said, you know, have you been doing that? I said, I've got people that are calling me asking me if I know of a good Christian service or a church. I said, if you were truly a pastor and a true shepherd to your flock, I said, I'm right across the street. I could put out every day on the air. We finally have a church with a pastor that knows what he's looking at, and he's not afraid to speak in plain English, in plain terms, to his flock. That is, of course, if the pastor is ahead of the curve and he knows what's going on right under his own nose. I was pretty polite with this guy, but I could see, Steve, that every time it was like I was sticking a dagger a little bit deeper in this guy, because I was going for the part of him that holds the truth. And there were layers, and every time I pierced a layer, I could see him physically wince. I don't know if the guy's still there or not. I doubt it. The taxes on that church probably could have put him under, but You get my point here. Where are the pastors? Where are the people that are looking out after their flocks? And all of this outrageous, and I mean in your face, stuff is going on, but what do we get out of Joel Osteen? We don't even hear Jesus too often, but, you know, he's in the game of if you pray, you know, we can get you right with the Lord, and he'll provide money. Steve, what church have you gone to that you went in there with the idea, well, if I just go in there and make a little donation and have the priest wave his magic hands over me, and, well, God's going to put money in my bank account? These people are actually out there selling this stuff. This is why I was shocked. A lot of people missed this, and there was no follow-up. It was like Benny Hill made a statement. Now, Benny Hill is an entertaining guy.
And Benny Hine.
It's him. He calls himself him. Last time I checked.
Benny Hill is a
no, Benny a Hinn. British actor. Hinn, H-I-N-N, my friend.
Yep. You said Benny Hill.
All right. Play it back.
That's all right.
Play it back.
I like Benny Hill.
At any rate.
I don't like Benny Hinn.
Well, some people did. But Benny Hinn even actually came out a couple of weeks ago and made a statement about this, that he is not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole, that he's done with the having people come in and ask for personal wealth. That's, I mean, what does Jesus have to do with personal wealth? I thought it had to do with your soul and keeping the moral compass pointed in the right direction and all those other things. I mean, I didn't read. Did I miss 11th commandment or something? Thou shalt not prevent anybody else from sticking hand in cookie jar? I don't know. Maybe I missed something. But you're right. Where are these preachers, Steve? Where are they?
I don't know.
Man.
They're not there, unfortunately, and I don't know. You know, Chuck Carlson, you've met Chuck Carlson. You've had him on the show before, and I've had him on before a couple times. And yeah, he talks about Christian Zionism. And I think somebody like this Joel Osteen is a phony and a half, you know.
But he looks
These guys
good.
Are living with, a great life.
With them great teeth, man. I wish.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how much it costs. I'd like to have as benefit to this network in dollars what he spends a year on those pearly whites.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, John, it's also interesting is how gullible Americans are. They have a very short memory. Remember the controversy, all the corruption that Jim Baker and Tammy Baker got into? And, of course, he was kind of booted off for a little while. He went on night shift and did a preacher thing at night, and now he's back on regular daytime. And it's like everybody forgot about it, and they're still opening their wallet and giving this guy money. It's amazing.
Well, it's not for a ministry to build theme parks now with gold-plated fixtures.
Right.
His sights are a little bit lower. When he came back on TV, what I noticed him doing was selling a lot of preparedness items, and not necessarily a great discount, which is how he was getting his money to run his ministry. And it was small by comparison. I remember when I was down in Georgia, my gosh, this was back in the 70s, maybe 73, 74. Mm-hmm. He was on Atlanta TV, man, and oh, it was a big deal. Here comes Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, and they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. And it was entertaining, and he kept things moving, and a lot of people donated. And then I saw him moving to the dark side, where that, you know, it's true, folks, about what they say about money. It is the root of all evil, but a lot of them leave something out. They don't complete that entire sentence, Steve. The love of money is the root.
Love of money.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. John, let me ask you a question here. In Texas, you have a lot of these televangelists coming out of Texas. Why Texas? Is it that religious, Texas?
No, it's hot as hell down here, and most people figure that hell's hot, and they've got a dose of it here in reality Earth, so you know maybe they're converting here just in case. They want to go to the cool place.
There you go.
Kevin Spacey. Did you read that story?
I did. Kind of convenient, isn't it?
Well, and Kevin Spacey. Now, this guy is an accomplished actor. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But his career pretty much has taken a nosedive since the reports came out about, well, maybe him liking little boys a little bit too much. Kind of like Creepy Joe, only with Unbridled.
Right.
Well, the massage therapist was allowed to proceed anonymously in this case. There are no details on the circumstances of death. A massage therapist who claims to have been sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey died, according to a notice in court by the actor's attorney. The individual suing as John Doe filed claims in September of 2018 with the allegations of being forced to grab the actor's genitals twice during a massage 2 years earlier at the private residence in Malibu. In May, a federal judge in California allowed the case to move forward despite Spacey's objections that the plaintiff's identity was being shielded. Gee, I wonder why he was so concerned about that. Now, just a month after the two parties came to a plan for proceeding in the suit, the detailed prospective discovery and envision a 7 to 11 day trial. Well, Spacey's attorney called him up and informed him that the client has recently passed. Now, no further details provided, and a request to the plaintiff's attorney for more information. They ain't answering. Now, Spacey recently got out of another legal situation, and this is what most people didn't know about, when criminal charges against him were dropped in Nantucket, Massachusetts. In that case, Spacey pleaded not guilty to felony indecent assault and battery, and prosecutors withdrew charges after the accuser, a teenage busboy, stopped cooperating. The John Doe lawsuit subsequently represented a most significant legal situation for Spacey, who has been accused of sexually improper conduct against multiple individuals. In this case, as detailed in the joint report, the plaintiff lawyers represented to the court the two other masseur victims of Spacey, expressing concern for their safety and don't want their names revealed publicly. Well, there's another person that's ended up dead here. Two of his witnesses have conveniently shuffled off the mortal coil. Now, Steve, I know this is hard to make a judgment just by, and what do we know about Kevin Spacey? Been to any of his parties? Had a sit-down, quiet meal with him? Shared a cup of coffee with him? I haven't. Yeah, I know you haven't. So all we have to go by is, well, how he conducts himself in public. Well, if he's any kind of an actor, that's what they do. They present the best side to the public. But what was Kevin Spacey really like? I don't know. According to these two dead people, we'll never find out. And I wonder if there's going to be any more dead witnesses that have filed charges that they're just going to conveniently drop their suit. Drop dead, I guess. Steve Elkins, John Stadtmiller, we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Mike, if you would, dig up that Michael Irvin clip, if you will. Now, Steve, you're not a big football fan, are you?
Well, no. Actually, I've watched probably anything more college than I do professional.
Oh, college. That's the prep stages. That is the that's the farm for the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I enjoy college hockey. You know why? Because they actually show up to play a hockey game. You know, in the NHL, it's, we showed up for a fight and a hockey game broke out.
And is checking allowed in college hockey or not?
You know, I don't remember. It's been a while since I've watched it.
I'm just curious.
At any rate. Larry Brown wrote this story, and it's on Antonio Brown. Now, if you're not a football fan, this guy's a receiver. Yeah, one of the league's best. He was on the Pittsburgh club, the Steelers, and he just wanted to be out of there. And it became drama queen central. Okay, a deal was made, and he was shipped off to another club. Well, that other club was the Oakland Raiders. John Gruden, which is from my hometown, He's kind of a nonsense kind of coach. This is why they say that he's, I don't know if you've ever seen the Chucky doll with that expression on its face. Well, that's John Gruden. His nickname's Chucky. But anyhow, he's a no-nonsense kind of coach. And I was surprised that they took on this Antonio Brown character. And, well, he didn't want to wear the new helmets for his own safety. He wanted to use the old helmets. And NFL said, look, those are not approved. We're trying to get the concussions in the NFL down. And he wasn't having any of it. Well, he also burned his feet so badly that he couldn't partake in their, participation, you know, pad type of practice. Okay. Well, he mouths off to the general manager, and there's another guy that's not going to take the crap. His name is Mike Mayock. And they bounced him. Well, the New England Patriots picked him up. He lasted a whole week over there because the NFL is actually investigating this guy because of his rough treatment of women. So the Patriots cut this guy loose. And then he goes on this rant of texting. And the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, was enraged. Now, before I continue here with Mr. Robert Kraft, do you remember about 6 months ago, Steve, that Robert Kraft was caught in some hotel, motel, strip something down in Florida, and it was a massage parlor, you know, the kind with a happy ending?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
So, how phony is this? So, Robert Kraft is enraged. Well, here's the story. He was released by the Patriots last Friday, days after signing with the team following his release by the Oakland Raiders. Sports Illustrated published a story on Monday containing new allegations against Brown, including sexual misconduct, allegations from a second woman 2 days after the story was published. Brown sent the woman harassing text messages, which included his lawyer inside circle on the text. News of Brown sending the message emerged late Thursday night, which led to Brown's release the very next day. Well, according to the report from The Athletic's Jeff Howell, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was enraged when he learned about the text messages. Kraft, who was on a business trip, became enraged when he heard of the details of Brown's most recently reported incident of text messaging harassment of former female acquaintance. Kraft and Belichick spoke and decided together to officially release Brown just 11 days after the Patriots signed the star receiver. Now, when the team owner is enraged over something like that, especially somebody like Robert Kraft has been accused of misconduct with women, Brown has now been dumped by three teams this year. The receiver's agent says some teams have expressed interest in his client, but as long as he's facing an investigation and discipline from the league, a deal seems unlikely. Last we heard of Antonio Brown, he signed up for Michigan State University classes online. Now, here is a guy, Steve, arguably the best in the NFL receiver. This is a talent that the NFL pays for, and we get all that. Mike, how long is that video? Two and a half minutes. Steve, after we get back from the break, I'm going to play you something that an ex-receiver. And some people might know, does Dallas have a football team, Mike? The Dallas Cowl something or other? America's theme or team or something like that?
So, John, would you say Antonio Brown was better than Jerry Rice?
Well, he's not going to be allowed to stick around. So, Jerry Rice, high competitive athlete, trained very hard. One of the best in the league. Other people have already beaten his record, and so would Antonio Brown. So we won't know, though, because he's not playing football anymore. All right, let's take this break. There's a point to all of this, folks. Trust me, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
In answer to your question, is checking allowed in college hockey, women's ice hockey? No. Anybody checking is a penalty and is not allowed in the leagues. With young children as well. Men's amateur leagues typically allow checking unless stipulated otherwise in their league rules. Some intramural university leagues do not permit body checking in order to avoid injury. And guess what? Incidents of fighting. Well, that's a big part of the NHL. At any rate, Mike, go ahead and run that Michael Irvin clip, if you would, please.
Man, you are here because I said so. Because I asked. Not at the rookie, not in the NFL, but at the Hall of Fame. This is my suggestion. Because in 2006 at the Hall of Fame, I sat on a step and I got it. I got it for the first time. I got it. And I said, oh my God. God, if you ever give me the chance to stand in front of a 21-year-old Michael Irvin, now at 41, I could tell that 21-year-old how to see this opportunity. There's a lot of Michael Irvins in this room. I thank God for this opportunity. Because I know when I finish sharing what I need to share, you'll see it like I saw it. I know what kind of man you are. I am you. I know what it took to get in this room. I know how many other men you beat down. We're special dudes, man. We're different. We are different kinds of people. Make no mistakes about it. We are the elite. We do have responsibilities beyond ours, beyond us. People look at you every day. You know what you give people? You give people the greatest thing that you can, that they can have. You give them hope. Man, without hope, they perish. Without hope. When a person loses hope, it says there's nothing in front of me better than what's behind me. There's no reason to go forward. Bam, 80% of suicides in this country are men because they lose hope. You give men hope. It takes serious hope to be in this room. It takes serious determination. It takes serious willpower. And everybody doesn't have it. So the 250 that are drafted here, the rest of the world look on and say, I'm garnering strength from you.
That wasn't the right one. That was a longer version. He went into, Steve, he went into, you have arrived. You are a special class, but make no mistake about it, everything that you do, as he said, is going to be watched. And he told him, he said, you know, drop this inner city gangster crap. Just stop it. You know, quit going to the nightclubs decked out with your 9mm strapped on your hip. He said, stop it. Now, there have been people in this league, and you don't hear about them a whole lot. Some that are, say, religious, like Tim Tebow. Here's a guy that couldn't throw I could throw a football better than this guy. But the guy had heart and he had a will to win. And when he played for Denver, it instantly became Miracle Mr. Tebow. But the slant on him was he was laughable. You know, it must be God that's making touchdowns because he doesn't have the talent to do it. He had the will. Tim Tebow is now out of football. But
he's playing baseball now.
Yeah, he's playing baseball. But the point being is that here was a guy that at any given turn, he'd praise Jesus and do all that stuff. But he wasn't phony. He actually believed in what he was saying. But these people, and I've watched, I've seen every Super Bowl. I even remember championships before there were Super Bowls. So that's a lot of years. And I've seen a lot of players come and go. You got the rest of it? Please play the rest of it.
I want you to understand who you are, what you have, because now you are in the NFL. You are part of something bigger than you. And we must treat it as such. We must treat it as such. The Bible speaks on these things. It says sometimes our gifts can take us in a place that our person is not prepared to go. What does it mean by that? What does it mean? I'll talk to me. A young Michael Irvin coming from the ghettos of Fort Lauderdale. It says, Michael, your football ability can get you out of the ghetto. It'll take you places that your person is not prepared to go. When I got in the league, I didn't have a supposed. I wish I would have had somebody to tell me some things. We didn't have it. So coming from the ghetto, I'm in the league now, and I walk in a club, man, I'm the man. I'm the man. And I let somebody walk up and say something to me out of the side of his mouth. What are you talking to? What are you talking to? I whooped your butt. That's my gift has taken me to a place that my person is not ready to go.
And I go back talking to my boys, saying, dog, I ain't gonna let nobody disrespect me like that, dog. I ain't gonna let disrespect words. You're talking about words, fighting over words. You know what? In the ghetto, you had nothing. So words meant everything. So somebody says something, you think you feel disrespect. You are respected right now. 250 spots, 70,000 people wanted them, and you got them. You're a champion. So when you walk in a spot and somebody that didn't put in the work that you put in, because he's not determined enough, he doesn't know how to get his butt up when he doesn't feel like getting up and go to work, he's going to take the easy road by saying something to you. And you revert back to where you come from instead of being where you are. We must, and I want you to hear me quite carefully. We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our history prevent us from our destiny. Hear me out. We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our destiny and our history prevent us from our destiny. What is that ignorance? What I call ghetto fabulous mentality. That's why I'm keeping it real, dog. I'm gonna keep it real. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you about this keeping it real stuff. All my keep it real partners testified against me. They ran right to the DA. Oh, yeah, Michael did. They kept it real. I'm staying out of jail.
He's in reference to some drug
Michael Vick
stuff
stood up
he got
into. All his keep it real friends, they kept it real. They ran right to the police. I'm going to keep it real. He did it. All your keep it real friends, I promise you, they're going to keep it real on you.
Play the next one. He's not done. He's now getting to the good part.
What else he told them?
I want you to understand who you are, what you have, because now you are in the NFL. You are part of something bigger than you. And we must treat it as such. We must treat it as such. The Bible speaks on these things. It says sometimes our
gifts... That's just a rerun of the last one? Okay. All right. Well, you got the flavor of it. Now, what he's specifically talking about, Steve, is when he got into the league, he came out of that ghetto, he was king crap. He was playing for the Dallas Cowboys, getting all this big money, and what a lot of these guys will do is they'll party hardy. They'll keep doing the drugs. And I'm not talking about the performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking about the recreational kind. That it's now mandatory to be drug tested in the NFL, and a lot of these guys are suspended because of drug use. Now, being an athlete, Steve, you're in the human body business. Being an athlete, what do you think drugs are going to do to your mental capabilities or your physical limitations? Do you think it's going to hurt you or help you?
It's going to hurt you.
That's right.
As an athlete, I was a competitive swimmer. I would have never thought of taking drugs. I would have never thought of it. I was so competitive. I wanted to win.
Yep.
I wanted to be the best I could possibly be. I would have never thought about taking drugs.
Now we've got a new breed of cat that's on the football field that says, me, 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 me. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
And we all know a couple of 3 years ago, Colin Kaepernick with his Black Lives Matter and let's kneel down and all this other stuff. Well, that had an effect in the NFL, but not in the way that people predicted that it would. It has all bit up and disappeared. Because you know what happened along the way, Steve? Whether a player was white or whether he was black, they were playing a team sport. Right. Now, we're not talking basketball where you got five guys on a court and here's your game plan. No, we're talking about the NFL where you've got special teams, defense, you've got offense, you've got all these component parts and the schemes and the plays and... I mean, it is in depth. A lot of these guys' playbooks, some of them are literally a foot thick. So there's a lot to do, a lot to learn. But more importantly, The other guy has got to trust you that you know that playbook like they do. Screw up on a run play or a pass play. It could be an interception. It could be a fumble, whatever the case may be. That's why Bill Belichick has always been, I mean, six Super Bowls with Tom Brady. There are quarterbacks and clubs out there that will not, Lions, go mentioned, that have never won a Super Bowl. This guy's got six rings. He's 42 years old. I think the worst that ever happened to Tom Brady was the Deflategate with the footballs.
Yeah.
And that was about it. Yeah. But Bill Belichick's idea was next man up. If I got a guy that goes down or somebody that's not acting right and I got to bench you, I expect that next man to step into his spot, know his job as well as the guy that just got benched or bounced. That has been his formula for keeping winning teams. Nobody's that he brings in, trains him up, puts him on the field, boom. The guy's winning Super Bowls. Now, I know this has been a long, drawn out, because this is important. Here, the NFL, it's serving a purpose for us to fall in behind our military. This is why you got the color guard out there and the flyovers on, you know, Super Bowl and playoff games, and it's military, military, military. Well, there's another aspect to this, and that's the aspect of, the players to the communities. Now, a lot of them put in community service. That's the NFL expects you to go out there and do community service. The NFL's got a thing right now. They're calling it 100 minutes, that everybody needs to go out there and at least put a 100 minutes into your community. Okay, well, not a bad idea. But they're also being portrayed as here's the heroes of the gridiron. And this nonsense that they do, how they conduct themselves, kind of like the world's elite, Steve. That I can do anything that I want to, and if I get caught, I should be able to get out from under it. Yeah. Somehow that they're elite, special circumstance people, and I, for one, would like to see the NFL owners have a meeting and say, you know what? We got collective bargaining now. We got high tag players. A lot of people, they'll sign somebody up to a $20, $30 million contract. They'll do a deal next year or whatever. Well, the case might come up that, well, we got a salary cap. This guy's too expensive. We can go out here and get this guy. Okay, we're going to release him. And another club will pick up and honor the balance of the contract, and chances are sign him up for more years if he was worth going after, not just a stopgap measure to fill a hole. But these people that are making $10, $12, $15 million a year don't have the God-given sense, Steve, to protect a very short career. The average career of an NFL player, and I'm talking average here, is a little better than 4 years. There are exceptions to the rule. Tom Brady, this guy is going to be out there throwing footballs from a wheelchair at the 50-yard line for years to come, probably. I don't know. But they are rewarding. And these people are taking on the game itself, and they're turning it into something that the fans don't like. The sportscasters, every once in a while, will cast a disparaging remark. They'll see egregious play on the field. They'll say something about it. But the overall effect, do you know what it costs to go see nosebleed Patriots game? Any game, Steve. Nosebleed tickets, $250. Now, I know there's such a thing as devaluation of the dollar, but as a guy that catches a football, is he worth $15 million a year? And then what does he do when he gets that $15 million? We've had the Terrell Owens out there. We've had this character. And it's just in-your-face, me stuff. They're not team players. Hell, even the Colin Kaepernick thing that he started, these guys started to realize, They looked at each other on the team. They had the same uniform on. You know what they decided, Steve? I've got a very short NFL career. It took me years to get here. It's been a lot of hard work. I'm not jeopardizing that. I am going to remain a team player, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. We're going to operate as a team. Do you think this country is operating as a team? Do you think our politics is operating as a team? No, it's divide. The same thing that was tried in the NFL to bust that up, they're doing culturally in our own communities today. I would like to think that there's some little grumpy old fart of a man cloistered somewhere that's doing all this and then puts out the directions that kicks off the programs to give us all these headaches. I don't know if that's the case or just a bunch of deadheads getting together and piling on. I don't know which. We'll be back. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Are you on telephone now?
I am, until I get fired up again here. Something happened, and I'm just kind of going back in the system again.
You know,
so I should be all right.
I think the gremlins really hate your computer.
You know, I've noticed ever since whenever I say FBI, rogue FBI, and corruption, and if I mention Israel, I've had some problems. I think somebody doesn't like me to say those things. I'm just telling the truth. I'm sorry, you FBI guys out there. I'm sorry. I'm just telling the truth.
Well, you know, hey, who says that truth and the FBI are synonymous?
Yeah, well, there's probably a few. I mentioned there's probably a few good guys in there, and for you good guys, thank you. For you bad apples, that's the ones I'm talking about. So you're a good guy, fine.
Well,
talk about the bad apples.
Up in Michigan, Jonathan Vanderhagen is now a free man. Now, this happened in Macomb County. That's right outside Detroit. Acquitted, grief-stricken father whose son died following custody battle beats charges of malicious social media posts. Now, this is rather fascinating. Grieving father Jonathan Vanderhagen, who was thrown in jail with $500,000 bond, folks. What was his egregious crime? Making social media posts exposing a judge he blames for taking away his now-deceased son, was acquitted today on all charges in Macomb County, Michigan courtroom. Big League Politics reported on the case last week, and it has gained national attention due to its unconstitutional and overreaching implication. Vanderhagen's lawyer, Nicholas Somberg, made the announcement that his client was exonerated today on social media. Why do they have to do it on social media? Because the medias aren't picking the story up. I ask in my closing for a quick not guilty to send a message to the prosecutor that this was wrong. Jury deliberated for 26 minutes and 8 seconds. Early in the day, Somberg noted that Vanderhagen took the stand and gave testimony about his painful ordeal. There was not a dry eye in the room as Vanderhagen talked about the pain of losing a young daughter and then being punished by the courts for speaking out about what had happened. He was given an opportunity to take a plea deal to avoid trial, but refused to admit guilt to a crime he did not believe he committed. He was eventually vindicated by the jury of his own peers who affirmed his right to free speech in the court of law earlier today. The nightmare itself began for Vanderhagen after he lost a custody battle for his son over 2 years ago, and then his son died shortly after while in his mother's custody. He had warned the court about the mother's history of unstable behavior, but his pleas were ultimately ignored by the judge, Rachel Rancilio, and the court referee. Vanderhagen believes their decision was ill-advised, possibly led to his son's untimely death. Now, I want to finish this on the other side, because now we have judges, folks. And these are not judges that you would think impartial, got to hear the facts, attributable to breaking some law. No, you're hearing what I'm saying. $500,000 for criticizing a judge online. Do you think free speech is in danger in this country, folks? They're going after the second. They sure as hell have gone after the first. What's left? Well, I'll tell you what's left for us to do. Stand up and protect those rights as all good Americans should be doing. I'll finish this off on the other side. Hour two coming up. Steve Elkins down there in Florida. John Stattmiller in studio. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.